Attention, DC area. How would you like to earn $1, $2, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step by step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event, where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-274-1922 now to get your free CD. Call 800-274-1922 now and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-274-1922. That's 800-274-1922. Call now.
Come visit Jiffy Lube's South Riding, Virginia location, relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza, South Riding. Jiffy Lube's now located next to the car wash. Both businesses are now open.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Arlington on Route 50. Arlington Boulevard bunched up each direction near North George Mason Drive due to the crash. So again, if you're coming inbound or outbound 50, Arlington Boulevard, watch for delays under police direction. On 66, we've had a number of problems this morning, but right now as you head east out of Manassas towards Centerville, the latest crash there should be to the shoulder, then Fair Oaks to Nutley Street with a stop and go. 395, I'm seeing very little break as you come off the Beltway. So that volume delay takes you into town across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Southbound DC 295 at Burroughs, that crash is gone. Heavy delays on the approach. Still dealing with the remnants of the earlier crash on the Beltway. Maryland, Forestville, Outer Loop before you get to Route 4. That's why we have the big delays there. And also on Route 5, trying to get up to the Beltway. So this is an unusual backup out of Clinton to try to work north to the Beltway. 270 south at Montrose, that crash has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance of rain and snow showers this afternoon, 43. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 4 p.m. until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Most of us covered up in about an inch or two of snowfall. Could be a little more west and north, and most of it comes tonight and early tomorrow. Tonight's low 26, tomorrow's high only 29. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Warrenton, 29 in Greenbelt, 30 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Two California parents are accused of torture. Their 13 kids found shackled to their beds. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Larry Kudlow joining us at 8:35. I'm Vince Colonies with Mary Walter.
Joining us now, Ronna Romney McDaniel, RNC Chair. Ronna, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you.
So this Saturday, the 20th, will be 1 year from the inauguration. When you look back on this first year of President Trump being in office, what stands out for you?
Well, I think looking right now at the economy and the way that his policies have really put our economy into full gear with the deregulation, with the historic tax cuts, with the middle class now taking home more money. You see these bonuses that are being given out. 401ks are going up. We're in a better place than we were a year ago on every front. If you look at our national defense, you look at our military that's gotten their first pay increase in 10 years, you look at ISIS on the run, you look at our judiciary, you look at our economy, things are doing better, and we're only a year in. So I'm very hopeful for the next 3 years of this administration and beyond.
I'd seen some reporting recently, but sort of about the fundraising that the RNC is doing, especially as it relates to how much all of those topics animate people donating to you. What is the standing right now of the RNC sort of versus the DNC, as we often look at it, in terms of fundraising?
Sure. They haven't reported their December number, but we're at $132 million. We've doubled the DNC in terms of fundraising. Mm-hmm. And then we had, at the end of December, close to 6 or 7 times the cash on hand, which,
wow,
of course means we're able to put our resources in these battleground states. It's going to be the most expensive midterm in history. We're going to be all over the country. We're already in 21 states. So having those types of resources puts us in a very good position and a much better position than the Democrats.
And what percentage of that money actually goes to the RNC and its operations rather than to, say, third-party vendors? What do you net in all of that?
Oh, I don't know the ratio, but it's all going to the ground game. Either our data operations is about 30%, where
gotcha.
We identify our likely voters, and then we create a compass as to how we're going to turn them out. And that has been instrumental in our wins, specifically in Michigan. Our data had Trump winning Michigan by 8,000 votes in 2016, and he won by 10,700. So when your compass is right, your strategy is executed effectively.
I want to ask you, the New York Times has a report that you're uniquely suited to answer, and I'll ask how you answer. We'll see how you answer, which is to say Mitt Romney is telling people that he's running. He's sending text messages to the governor of Utah, getting them over to him, saying, yes, he's running for Senate. What are you hearing in the Romney clan? Do you have any intel for us this morning?
So I have purposely not asked any family members, including my uncle Mitt, if he's running, because I don't want to answer that question.
Right.
And I don't want to lie. So I've just decided to stay clear of it. I don't ask my dad. We talk about family things. I anticipate that he's probably going to run based on the indicators we've seen, but I have no inside knowledge, and I'm not looking for it either.
You're avoiding it. Well, and
I'm avoiding it.
Now, I got to say, obviously, just as a quick follow-up on this, this could put you in somewhat of an awkward position because, you know, your uncle has been very aggressive against the president of the United States in the past. If he runs, do you have any sense of sort of how he's going to comport himself in a candidacy?
Yeah, I can't imagine any Republican right now running against the great accomplishments of this presidency and what's happened this first year. So they may have differences of opinion on certain issues, but we're a team and we're going to work towards helping the American people that we represent. And I think we're well on our way to helping people who've been struggling for far too long.
Let me ask you about a more overt and explicit Trump critic, and that's Jeff Flake. This week, the senator from Arizona is expected to give a speech, which has already been leaked out, that he's going to compare the president of the United States to Joseph Stalin, who, if listeners don't know, by the way, murdered millions of people. Donald Trump sends mean tweets. At what point does the party say, I don't know, excommunicate a guy who has nothing to do with its party's leader?
Well, I haven't seen the transcript of the speech, and so I'm going to hold judgment. But if what is being reported is true, comparing this president to Stalin is shameful. It's disgusting. It is absolutely not true. This president has faced more media criticism than any president in our history. 90% of the coverage has been negative from day one. And he is somebody who has stood his ground and focused on the American people, and he should be applauded for that.
And then, but you've also got Lindsey Graham coming out, and he goes both sides. I mean, I never know where Lindsey Graham is on any given day.
He's like a Katy Perry song, hot and cold.
He came out of that Oval Office meeting where apparently President Trump said something about some countries, and he seemed to contradict Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue, and he says, well, my memory hasn't evolved. I know what was said, and I know what I said. You know, kind of going against them, why can't they just either be quiet or support the president?
Yeah, you know, it's tough because, you know, I have a saying, and it's in the New York Times piece, which is if you have a problem within your family, you don't go on Jerry Springer. So I'd rather we keep it private. Sometimes that doesn't happen. We all don't know what happened in that meeting. None of us were in there. There's different accounts. What I can say is they discussed a very important issue, which is ending chain migration. Do we want to have these visa lotteries, or should we shift to a merit-based immigration system, very similar to what Canada has and many other countries across the world? And I think that's a valid discussion, and we'll see if Democrats come to the table to take this issue on.
Ron Romney McDaniel is the head of the RNC. We mentioned fundraising before. A lot of people, you know, get your emails, they give money to the RNC, so they feel like they can influence and help Republican politics, but they also want to have a voice. And I imagine that you've probably heard from some of those donors, people who support you over the course of the past week as it relates to this immigration issue. What's the feedback been as Republicans have watched the battles going on within the White House?
Well, I will tell you, the base of our party supports the president wholeheartedly. They want to see the end of gay migration. They want to see better border security. You know, we're in this DACA situation because we didn't have strong border security. So why wouldn't we, as we address the Dreamers issue, recognize that we have to put things in place that will make sure that we're not here 20 years from now? So the base supports the president. I will tell you, we are also in all these battleground states on a regular basis looking at the electorate, and we have seen a huge uptick since the tax reform package passed. People are feeling so much better about where our country is than they were a year ago, and I think that's going to carry into 2018 in these midterms. If people go to the polls and they feel better about where they are than they were 2 years ago, they're going to keep Republicans in the majority.
At 30 seconds we have left, you see New Jersey, you see Republicans resigning and not running again for states like New Jersey and California. Is the Republican Party just ceding places like that and going, you know what, look, Republicans are not going to win in these states, they are true blue, they are so far left we can't win?
We are not ceding any territory. We are playing in every seat. We are going to fight for every single House and Senate seat because we know how important it is to keep this majority. And that's why the RNC, with the record fundraising, we've made more voter contacts. We are in the best position than we have ever been going into a midterm. And we're going to keep our foot on the gas because we know how important this is.
A lot of tough fights this year. We'll keep talking to you throughout 2018 as you maintain your position of leadership there. Good job. And thank you very much, Ronna Romney McDaniel, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. And she's speaking on behalf of the Republican Party. The spokeswoman for the White House had an interesting exchange yesterday. We'll tell you about it in a moment.
It's 8:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, that means Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Want to keep you informed. And the latest on Metro Rail is that they are still single tracking red line trains. We had a train derailment yesterday. They're still doing the repairs, but trains are getting through, but it's going to take extra time. Again, single tracking between Judiciary Square and Farragut North, not only waiting for the trains, but extra passengers, too, commuters on the platforms waiting for those trains. 395, let's get you out to the roads from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Stop and go that entire trip. I don't have anything currently reported along the way, but be very careful with cars in front of you there. It's kind of a fender bender. That always happens. Let's get you on Route 7. Eastbound near Belmont Ridge Road for the crash. Arlington, 50 Arlington Boulevard, just near South George Mason Drive for the crash. Slows that stretch of Arlington Boulevard in each direction. 270, here we come through Urbana, Hyattstown, and then out of Germantown to the Beltway. Stop and go to the spur. Had an earlier crash, if you heard me talk about that, at Montrose. That's been cleared for a while. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Today, cloudy skies, early partly cloudy this afternoon. A shower of rain or wet snow is possible. High of 43. Tonight, snow showers developing late. Chance of snow 70%, low of 26. And then tomorrow, snow showers early. Peaks of sunshine later. Chance of snow 40%, high of 29. So we have a winter weather advisory in effect from 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Chance of snow about 1, maybe 2 inches of snow expected, 2 to 4 north and west. Currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
All right. Sarah Huckabee, that theme music. Love that theme, by the way. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she has an Amazon Echo, apparently, because she tweeted yesterday that she was having trouble with it, specifically that her 2-year-old apparently ordered toys off of the Amazon Echo in the house, and just by yelling Batman over and over again in their living room, maybe singing the theme Batman. So somehow that came up, and the 2-year-old's yelling Batman over and over, and Sanders said the device had confirmed a nearly $80 Batman toy was on its way to her house. This is not the first time we've seen this. We've seen plenty of these incidents where kids are either accidentally or purposely ordering things through Amazon Echo.
So let me ask you a question. If the 2-year-old's just yelling Batman over and over again, does Amazon automatically pick the most expensive Batman item that they have to ship? Because $80 for a Batman toy.
It must be a pretty
nice
toy.
Seems to me like I think Amazon picks the most expensive one of those items.
Well, it probably has a real utility belt end, complete with batarangs. I mean, it's got to be everything. Even the shark repellent spray is probably somewhere on there. The shark repellent bat spray.
I remember that.
Yeah, as the shark is like is on Robin's foot as he climbs the ladder.
That's awesome.
It was like the dumbest and most legendary sequence in Batman series.
Yeah,
it was really funny. You know something? It's funny how the kids pick it up instantly too. In terms of how to use these devices, they just know it like intuitively. While like the adults are like, "Wow, this is incredible technology. I'm really gonna have to take some time to learn it." The 2 and the 3-year-olds, they've got it nailed. I've got a 3.5-year-old at home, and she's a huge fan of this one of these Disney series called Puppy Dog Pals. It's a cute show. She loves it, but she's figured out that Alexa will play the Puppy Dog Pals theme music for her on demand. If she wants to hear the theme song, she can at any given moment of the day. So sometimes I walk down and I hear her in the kitchen just screaming at the thing, "Alexa, play Puppy Dog Pals theme."
Well, you know,
she's just going, "Play Puppy Dog Pals theme." And then her pronunciation isn't perfect, so sometimes she has to repeat it a dozen times, and then she gets frustrated that Alexa's not responding.
Well, think about it. It's the perfect thing for a toddler and Americans in general, because we have the attention span of 3-year-old, you know, 3-month-old Labrador Retriever puppies. It's perfect. It's on demand. It is a box, and all you have to do is say, "I want,"
it's
and whatever
convenient.
It is you want.
No,
it gives
nice.
To you immediately.
It makes
it's instant
you feel,
gratification.
No. It makes it kind of, yes, and no.
Yes.
In that, I don't think it's just self-indulgent and nonsense. I think it's valuable. It makes you feel like Iron Man. Like, you know how Iron Man has Jarvis in the movies, and he can request anything? It's like, boom, I can get this. You know what else you can get?
So it is instant gratification, as I
just
said.
Well, I'll tell you, not only that, but it's a good form. It's a positive, wholesome form of gratification if you use it well, i.e., WMAL. You can listen to WMAL on Amazon Echo devices. All you have to do is say, "Alexa, enable WMAL skill." And sure enough, next time you're passing by whatever Echo device you have, you just say, "Alexa, play WMAL." Boom. And in seconds, you'll hear Mary talking about how the Echo is just for people that have horrible lives.
I did not say that. I did not. Do you not put words into my mouth? I said it was perfect for us as Americans because it gives us instant gratification.
I like
that's
it, though.
All.
But that's
didn't
usually
say it was bad.
No, but that's usually equated with badness, Mary.
No.
Instant gratification.
Someone has a guilty conscience. Just saying. No, but especially for little kids, though, I think sometimes you have to be careful because it teaches them that all they have to do is ask for something and Alexa gives it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes for little kids, you have to be careful with it.
It's pretty cool. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not cool at all.
I reorder all sorts of stuff that way.
Well, you are a consumer.
Alexa will check my orders. I order coffee that way. Alexa will check my last coffee order. She'll quote it back to me to let me know that's what I ordered before.
Cool.
Ask me if that's what I want again. I'm like, yeah.
Do you
hook me up? And 2 days later, coffee arriveth.
Do you have the red and pink Starbursts on the way to your house already?
As an addendum to our prior story where we were talking about how Kevin McCarthy dropped off a bunch of pink and red Starbursts after having a staffer sort through them to pick out those to Donald Trump, you can order the pink and the red Starburst, apparently.
We can thank Kathy for that little bit of information. You can order them that way. And that's what I said. I said, well, I sent her a note back and I said, Vince has them on the way to his house, I'm sure, by Amazon drone.
I ordered two of them. 822 on WMAL.
If you're planning to sell your home, I recommend you call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Your home sold guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You know, do you have missing or damaged teeth? That can keep you from eating the foods you love. It can affect your job. It can affect your relationships and every aspect of your life, including, importantly, your ability just to smile. You know, no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health's super friendly staff creates that warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. Do what I did. Trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. You know, what sets Cascades apart? Experience. They've got it. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. So why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in just one office with one doctor in just one day, saving you both time and money, importantly. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories available at CascadesDental.com. Check them out. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Unlock your career potential in nursing with the RN to BSN program from UMUC. Earn up to 90 credits for your registered nurse license, associate's degree, prior college coursework, and military experience and training. Developed with input from experts, this CCNE-accredited program can give you real-world skills to use right away. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
It's 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's take you through Arlington on Arlington Boulevard. Each direction quite slow, and that's due to the crash right near South George Mason Drive under police direction. So each way, feeling the effects of that. 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. The heavy delays take you that entire stretch into town. Maryland Beltway in Forestville, the crash. It was a long time till it cleared from the right side, but lanes are now open. It's now about recovering on the outer loop. Approaching Route 4, inner loop had some rubbernecking delays. Also have the top side of the Beltway delays from College Park and around the Silver Spring. What's going on 66? Well, our accidents out of the travel lanes. One was in Centerville, two near the Beltway. Now we have the volume from Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street, so you know. And don't forget, the Metro Rail Red Line commuters still single tracking between Dishery Square and Farragut North due to yesterday's derailment. Definitely want to plan for extra time. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Made it up to freezing yesterday. Today above and some snow on the way. Winter weather advisory 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. That's covering most of us up. For the rain or wet snow this afternoon, changing the snow as we head on through tonight. Maybe an inch or two, a little more west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
I got to my office at the Daily Caller yesterday, and Cranberries music was playing all day. I was like, what happened? Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer of this Irish band, died in London yesterday, and that was according to a statement from her publicist. Hits throughout the 90s, this is all in the mid-90s, rose to mega fame, selling more than 40 million albums worldwide. Hits like this, Dreams, Linger, Zombie, all music from the 1990s, of course. And in 2007, O'Riordan launched a solo project, Are You Listening? And then reunited with the group in 2009. And they were supposed to have a big tour in 2017, which was a re-release of some of their most famous music, which kind of collapsed on the basis of the fact that O'Riordan had back problems that messed up the tour. Ultimately, O'Riordan married Duran Duran's former tour manager, Don Burton. They were married in 1994. They had three kids. They ended up getting divorced in 2014. But Duran Duran, among the many artists releasing statements yesterday, crushed by the news of Dolores O'Riordan's death.
Yeah, what a voice.
Just 46 years old. 828 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's a new year, and people everywhere are resolving to make 2018 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea or live with someone who does, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Controlled with a small remote, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open throughout the night, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need for a healthier, happier 2018. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people who are treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
So, how do you like being a new dad?
Wow. No, it's,
amazing, right?
Totally, but expensive.
Get used to it. You got life insurance, right?
I've only got so much money.
What'd you pay for that coffee?
I don't know. A couple of bucks?
Listen, I'm 34, and I got $750,000 in life insurance for under a dollar a day. That's way less than you put out for that mocha latte.
Seriously? How?
I went to SelectQuote.com. They shop highly rated insurance companies to find your best rates.
Well, I need to protect my family. If SelectQuote can find me rates like that, that's one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Give your family the protection it needs at a price you can afford. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 800-778-9922. That's 800-778-9922. 800-778-9922. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up on WMAL, it is Larry Kudlow. Find out his predictions for the coming year. 8:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.
News.
Now. WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A little bit of snow is headed our way. It could start by this afternoon. National Weather Service forecaster Luis Rosa says we could be in for some snow, maybe an inch or two.
The main thing here is, you know, the roads are going to be very cold and the snow will stick easily, even though we're looking for minor accumulations.
We're under a winter weather advisory starting at 4 this afternoon through 7 tomorrow morning. Our full forecast is just ahead. Metro is single-tracking Red Line trains this morning near the site of yesterday's train derailment outside the Farragut North Station. As investigators look for the exact cause of the accident, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says they know what was not involved.
Just to be clear, it was not part of SafeTrack. Historically, we have not had issues in this part of the line. Now, obviously, north of Farragut we do with the leakage. This is very dry area of the line. There's some moisture there, but very little. So that was not the issue.
No one was hurt in yesterday's derailment. The deadline is nearing for President Trump and Congress to work out a deal to keep the government funded and on the future of DACA.
President Trump is back in Washington, and Congress is returning to work today with no deal over immigration and the government shutdown deadline looming. Making matters worse is the ongoing controversy over President Trump's crude remarks in the Oval Office when he rejected a bipartisan immigration proposal, effectively sidelining an immigration deal.
Correspondent Abby Phillip, the president denies using a vulgar term the other day at the White House meeting and blames Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin for jeopardizing a DACA deal. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,803, the NASDAQ at 72,61. Sports sponsored by the TJ Martell Foundation, the Bucks hand the Wizards a home loss. College ball, Michigan beats Maryland. Howard loses. NHL, the Caps are off till Thursday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey everybody, I'm Eric Church, asking you to join me in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS through the TJ Martell Foundation. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage, and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia, for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway Forestville area. The crash on the outer loop before you get to Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue is cleared, and the delays on the approach have really cleared out. It's about beyond that now that traffic can filter toward Largo and up toward New Carrollton. We're seeing that stop and go. Also getting up to the Beltway, Route 5 got hit hard with the volume delays out of Clinton. Still watch for all that delay heading to the Beltway. We had a crash in the backup, so Route 5, definitely a tough morning for you as well. Now, 395, let's go Virginia. Still about 50-minute ride from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. I don't have anything reported there. Do have a crash on the Fairfax County Parkway. If you're heading toward Seidenstricker Road, say that three times fast. Fairfax County Parkway, very slow through there. Looking at delays before you get to Lee Chapel Road, so you might want to think about that if you're committing south of Burke Lake area. It'll cost you extra time. Or if you want to take Old Key Mill, some of your alternates through that area. On 66, Centerville, heavy out of Manassas to Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street with the slowdowns. And then inside the Beltway, seeing a little bit of volume through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisory for this afternoon until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Little rain or wet snow this afternoon, 43. Then we're all snow tonight, most of it light and widely scattered, but still some. An inch or two possible district. Some areas west and north may see just a little bit more. 26 the low. Now tomorrow, snow showers early, then some sun possible at a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Manassas, 28 in Rockville, 30 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's 8:37 on WMAL.
You know, I was looking at a column this weekend from Jerry Seib from the Wall Street Journal talking about how this year, the president is making this big pivot into the very things that got him elected. Immigration, trade, and infrastructure. And those being the highlights, the big ticket items that he needs to that he wants to get to. Now that that first year's out of the way, they got tax reform out of the way. They got the judges, you got a bunch of judges placed through the Senate, including a Supreme Court justice, all sorts of things that the president can rightfully look back and say, hey, that was a victory. Now they're in a position to sort of pivot to the campaign promises. They're starting on immigration. We're watching as that fight is taking place. But also, while immigration is going on, let's not forget the other two pillars here, infrastructure and trade. On the trade front, the president has talked for a while now about tariffs on steel and aluminum and whether or not they're going to start imposing those. We already saw them start to put some tariffs on softwood lumber coming from Canada. They want to stop what they're calling steel dumping in the United States by places like China. They want to slow the imports of solar panels, washing machines. They're thinking about intellectual property penalties on China because China's always stealing all of our intellectual property. The intellectual property theft is out of control. And then the NAFTA, of course, too. They are looking to renegotiate NAFTA or throw it out entirely. And then on the other side is the infrastructure package. Are they going to actually get that $1 trillion or more infrastructure package? And what's that going to look like? Well, all of this can be discussed with Larry Kudlow, who joins us now. Larry, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL on Saturdays at 7. And he's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Morning.
So what would you like to see? I mean, in addition to immigration here, wherever your feelings are on that, the questions are trade and infrastructure. Where should the president turn next?
Well, I think the DACA deadline's coming up. And, of course, infrastructure is being planned out. I mean, you know, they're going to move on many tracks here. But the infrastructure, the DACA thing is not going to be easy. And, you know, the president kind of blew up out of frustration last week. I happen to think he was right because this whole business of visa lotteries, you know, this was, I'm told in that meeting, Senator Durbin was the guy who kept nagging Trump about these incredible visa lotteries, right? And they have to have equal distribution, and we have to have the same percentage of people coming from all over the world. That's just utter nonsense. Utter nonsense. And Trump wants to move to a merit scoring system, which might include, for example, speaking some English and knowing some American history and pledging allegiance to our Constitution, none of which is unreasonable in my judgment. I don't know if they can get through that. And, of course, the wall issue still, I mean, Democrats, it kind of looks to me, and I hate to say this because I know some Democrats say they want a deal, but it looks to me like they'd rather harp on Trump's frustration, and they'd rather harp on the wall. And that could sacrifice the whole DACA business. I happen to favor letting the, 800,000 kids stay. They're not kids anymore. But I don't know. I think that's going to be very, very difficult to get done. And you're going to have to let go. I mean, people, like the guy in New York, the terrorist in New York who wound up killing 8 people, and I think there were another dozen injured that day, you know, he was part of that stupid lottery system, and that has just got to stop. So I'm just not so sure how this is going to play out.
Right, and the relative came over on a diversity visa. So
that's correct. That's exactly right.
I want to ask about that, though. You mentioned the impact on Democrats here. If Democrats end up failing to get a deal because they'd rather play politics here, don't they stand to risk a lot more than Republicans? I mean, anyone who's already an activist for illegal immigrants, probably not that friendly with the Republican Party. But if Democrats fail to secure a deal that protects Dreamers, won't they have some huge liability here?
Yes. If this is sort of part of the whole Democratic just say no strategy to everything, I think it's going to backfire on them. And I think they'll wind up being in a corner. I mean, just say no on taxes and health care and every other thing in the world. People would like a solution. And they'd rather talk about Donald Trump's, what he allegedly said in that meeting. No one knows for sure. That's just No, that's just taking your eye off the ball, and I think folks are going to see that. And the answer is yes. A strong economy from the tax cuts, which are becoming more and more popular, by the way, an honest attempt by the White House, and the Democrats just boycotting and running around calling Trump a racist every day, that's not going to work. That's just bad politics.
Yeah, so, Larry, I wanted to ask you about that. You said on Sunday that you predict 3-4% growth following this tax reform. Mm-hmm. Is the economy stupid enough to overshadow maybe not getting anything else from his agenda done in the next year?
Yes, I think it will be. I absolutely think it will be. That's just my take. Now, you know, Trump can have good faith plans on infrastructure, which I think is popular. So that will be another issue on the board. I also am hearing that Trump will decide not to withdraw from NAFTA, the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, and that, in fact, he will attempt to continue to negotiate, although that has not, you know, it's not gelled yet. It's not come together. But he's not going to play the protectionist card in the sense he'll walk away. So that's another possibility, another score, another positive for the Trump administration. The Democrats' negative approach is not going to work. It's not going to work. And yes, a rising tide will lift all boats. You see, there's about 100 companies now paying out higher wages, benefits, and so forth to their workforce. That is really becoming popular. And Democrats have nothing to say. All they do is badmouth. Have you noticed that? Oh, it's just going to be for a few months. It's not going to work. That is not going to work in the elections. GOP may be surprisingly strong.
I remember when Democrats were trying to force Walmart to raise their minimum wage, and they just did it on their own. It's amazing stuff. Thank you very much, Larry Kudlow. Really appreciate you breaking it down for us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to have you. 844 here on WMAL.
Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
A recent study showed something that I think we all know. One of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is because they're afraid. You're afraid of the unknown. You're afraid of what the dentist may find. If you know you're going to go and get a clean bill of health and no cavities, you're like, cool, I'll go. But you don't know that. I can relate to that. We all get it. Well, the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob, make you feel comfortable enough. You can tell them what makes you nervous. They address that, and they pave the way for you, and they make it easy for you. They let you know it's perfectly normal. You don't feel judged. They put you in control. Go at your own speed. They understand dental fear, and they're going to take care of you. They're going to walk you through the visit. So take my advice. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It is the first step for your dental health to improve. You can take care of any nagging tooth pain you may have and ultimately have a beautiful, healthy smile you can be proud of. Call Rocky at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
8:45 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, this is not chump change. All right. Caller's telling me the toll is so high right now on 66, so I pulled up my app, pulled up the toll calculator on the computer, and if you're joining the toll lane 66 East from the Beltway, the entire trip into D.C., $39. It's based on demand, and we have heavy delays. We had an earlier incident in Falls Church, and then delays as you try to get in through the tunnel and toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, but it is going to be quite expensive until some of this can clear out. So again, as I refresh the calculator, 845, it's still $39. That is crazy. All right, let's go in from the west on the Greenway Toll Road. Have a little bit of volume through Herndon and Reston on the Fairfax County Parkway 286. Between Pohick Road and Seidenstricker, still under police direction for the crash. I'm looking at delays before Lee Chapel Road. Maryland Beltway, you heard me talk about the crash. Outer loop at Route 4, it's cleared, and the delays on the approach have cleared out. And south on 295 coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, still the volume. We're heavy in the rush hour here past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. And Metro Rail riders, reminder on the red line, they're still single tracking because of yesterday's derailment. Red line single tracks between Judiciary Square and Farragut North. Extra time needed. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Made it up to freezing yesterday, today above, and some snow on the way. Winter weather advisory 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. That's covering most of us up. A bit of rain or wet snow this afternoon, changing the snow as we head on through tonight. Maybe an inch or two, a little more west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're sitting at 30 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
All right, Hawaii had quite a scare this weekend. Listen to this.
If only for a moment, residents of Hawaii were put into a panic by accident. On Saturday morning, an emergency alert was mistakenly pushed to cell phones and TV sets across the state. It told people a ballistic missile was inbound and they should seek shelter.
A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes. This is not a drill.
Drivers abandoning their cars on the highways. The 911 system in Hawaii overwhelmed.
It took 38 agonizing minutes to retract the threat. When they knew after only 3 minutes that it wasn't real.
People just started scurrying around, trying to get into bathrooms.
We all freaked out. We all started running down to the bomb shelter.
I sent a message to my grandkids at home.
Okay, well, there you go. What a nightmare. Can you imagine? You get this false alert that there's a missile inbound to the islands to take shelter immediately. This is not a drill. And then 38 minutes later, you get a my bad?
Yeah.
Really? This is more damning. This is more outrageous than any tweet President Trump has ever sent. Let's just talk about like the communications implications here. You receive a message on your phone that declares your home is about to be hit with a missile. I'm just imagine the implications. And I've read so many stories of the horror and the terror and the people having to make unbelievable decisions about who they see and where they hide and all sorts of things in the wake of all this. Thank God it's not real. Democratic Congressman Tulsi Gabbard was on TV this weekend talking about the choice a father had to make when struck with this message. His kids were separated. He was with neither. So this is what he had to do.
A father sent me a message saying that his two children were in two different locations and he had to sit there and think which of his children he was going to choose to spend the last minutes of his life with.
That's terrible. However, I was watching some talking heads this weekend and they were saying if there's anything good that came out of this is that people have to have a plan.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan. There was reports of people in a bathtub with a mattress over them. Got news. It's not going to work for a missile.
Well, they try to do what you can, I guess.
Right. But the point is having some kind of a plan and also some kind of a plan now where this went horribly wrong.
So those old nuke drills where you have to
hide under the desk with your head over. Yeah.
That's right. Meanwhile, the FCC launching a full investigation into this alarm. Ajit Pai announcing it over the weekend. His agency is conducting a full investigation into the false emergency alert that was sent to residents of Hawaii. Jamie Lee Curtis, of course, weighed in, obviously, saying that it's Trump's fault. Hawaii missile scare is on you, Mr. Trump. You did this. And a whole lot more. And finally, I'll mention John Fund, a National Review, noting that despite the fact that everyone's apologizing, no heads have rolled in Hawaii. Once again, the bureaucracy survives. 851 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What are the safest painkillers for kids? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Tonsillectomies and adenoidectomies are two common procedures done in children. In many cases, kids used to be prescribed codeine afterward, but not so much anymore. That's because in 2013, the FDA began requiring codeine carry a black box warning designed to call attention to serious or life-threatening risks associated with a particular drug. Codeine itself has no effect on pain, explains one pediatric doc at the University of Michigan. Instead, it's converted to morphine by a liver enzyme, and the speed of this conversion varies from person to person. Problem is, 1 to 2% of people are ultra-metabolizers who convert codeine to morphine extremely quickly, causing a rapid spike in blood morphine levels. Tylenol or ibuprofen are going to be all that most children need. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Considered the league's most prestigious honor, the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes NFL players who have made a significant impact both on the game and in their communities. This year's winner will be announced at NFL Honors, the night before Super Bowl 52.
It's a great privilege to play the game. This is truly one of the greatest honors of my life.
To learn about this year's 32 nominees, visit NFL.com/Man of the Year.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
This is Larry O'Connor, and I want to challenge you to make 2018 your healthiest year ever. I know personally how difficult it is taking that first step towards a better, healthier you, but take it from me. Once you make the commitment with EMP 180 weight loss, you'll never look back. With any weight loss program, it's important to see results quickly and consistently to avoid getting discouraged. And with EMP 180, that is exactly what you can expect. I saw results with EMP 180 right away. I would literally notice small changes every day. More energy, baggier clothes, and every weekly weigh-in brought more good news, whether it was lost pounds or a lower body fat percentage. It was actually fun to check in with my counselors to be able to put a measurement to the progress I could already feel and see for myself. So accept my challenge and join the growing list of happier, healthier EMP 180 weight loss success stories. Locations in Tysons and Rockville, emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your appointment today.
Everything we build makes a difference at Lawn Fence.
Honey, I think it's time to get a new fence.
What? We're barely into the new year.
And we really need a new deck.
Yeah, but do you really think that now's the time? I mean,
it's the perfect time because for a limited time, Lawn Fence is offering its lowest prices of the year.
Hmm, good point. I'll go to lawnfence.com right now and schedule a free estimate.
Attorney Mike Collins here. We finally have a new tax bill. Like it or hate it, finally we can focus on doing what makes sense without worrying about the twists and turns of the tax law. Making sure we don't leave an expensive mess behind and that we protect our family's inheritance from lawsuits, divorce courts, and other perils with our innovative reservoir trust. Come to my seminar and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family with a rock-solid estate plan. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy your day.
You too. We got you covered. Oh, and a reminder, everyone from Metrorail, they're still dealing with the repairs from yesterday's derailment. Red line single tracks between Judiciary Square and Farragut North planned for extra time. And also, you may see some extra crowded platforms as well. In Arlington, Arlington Boulevard, Route 50, right near South George Mason Drive. That's where you're under police direction from the earlier crash. 395. Still hung up. Pretty slow from the Beltway. In fact, before you get to the Beltway, to and across the 14th Street Bridge span. Very slow for everyone in and around the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Key Bridge, George Washington Parkway, Lynn Street. We've had some problems with some malfunctioning signal lights. Fairfax County Parkway between Pohick Road and Seidenstricker. Still with the crash under police direction. No late drama to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Those interloop delays have actually cleared, so that's some good news. Update sponsored by Heal.com. Heal.com is here. Doctor House calls for urgent and pediatric care to your door in 2 hours every day, covered by insurance, or $99, HEAL.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather, eventually, though, some colder air coming back and some winter weather to deal with. A winter weather advisory, 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, rain and snow showers, especially this afternoon, 43. And tonight, we'll have occasional snow around, maybe an inch or two. More north and west. Temperatures in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, still 30 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. I've been a licensed realtor for over 30 years and sold nearly 3,000 homes. I've learned a lot, and I'm ready to share that knowledge with you on my new show, Real Estate Now, talking all things buying, selling, and everything in between on a national scale. I hope you'll join me Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. for Real Estate Now, brought to you by Relocation Nation. Find out more at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
They've been there for early morning practices, stayed open for late night dinners, driven an hour each way to show support. They've held fundraisers, potlucks, bake sales, clinics. There are hundreds of Team USA athletes competing in the Olympic Winter Games. And behind each one of them is a hometown cheering them on. You may not have heard the names of U.S. Olympic athletes Jesse Diggins and Alana Myers Taylor, but Afton, Minnesota, and Douglasville, Georgia sure have. They've watched them go from stumbling toddlers to Team USA athletes, from the Afton Alps to the mountains of Korea, from the local ice rink to the world stage. That's why with NBC's unparalleled storytelling and Xfinity's unique viewing experience, Comcast is proud to support Team USA and bring the Olympic Winter Games to every hometown in America.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539. Equal housing lender.
Coming up on WMAL, well, Vince, I heard you're wearing a tux to work tomorrow. You're going to be donning the tux?
It's the fake news awards. I have to celebrate in style.
I love it. I feel pressure now to actually bathe before the show.
Yeah.
No,
you'll bathe,
on,
I'll wear the tux.
I know.
Don't go crazy.
Why stop a good thing?
I know these are nutty times, but let's not go around the bend here. Crazy world out there, isn't it? Apparently now Rwanda and Haiti are great countries, according to the Democratic Party.
So this means we cut off aid then?
In Tanzania, where they murder albinos and eat parts of them to cure AIDS. Not a poop hole.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're under a winter weather advisory starting in a few hours at 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 tomorrow morning. Forecasters say they think we'll see some rain or wet snow this afternoon with an overnight dusting or perhaps an inch or two of snow across much of the Washington area. There have been delays on Metro's Red Line all morning as repairs continue on the section of track where a train derailed yesterday morning. The investigation continues into that derailment near the Farragut North Station.
Investigators think the derailment was caused when a section of track cracked as a train was going over it. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says that section of track between Farragut North and Metro Center was not worked on as part of Safe Track.
Historically, we have not had issues in this part of the line.
And an ultrasonic test of the track in August did not find any problems.
It's done by a machine. It's basically ultrasoning the rail itself, determine if there's any weak spots, any holes, any cracks.
A full investigative report on the derailment is expected in the next 3 months. At Metro Center, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Virginia Senate committee has rejected a bill that would have allowed state regulators to order refunds to customers of the state's two largest electric utilities.
The Senate Commerce and Labor Committee voted to kill a bill by Senator Chant Peterson that would essentially repeal a 2015 law which barred state regulators from adjusting certain rates of electric monopolies even if they made excessive profits. The law has allowed both Dominion Energy and Appalachian Power to hold on to profits they otherwise would have had to return, including $130 million in refund Dominion customers would be due on bills paid in 2015 and 2016. There are plans to introduce legislation aimed at overhauling utility regulation later this week. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Like Terry McAuliffe before him, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is now pushing the Republican-led General Assembly to expand Medicaid. In a speech to lawmakers last night, Northam said thousands of Virginians now get health care only by visiting a free clinic once a year.
If we join 32 other states and bring our tax dollars home to expand Medicaid, many of these Virginians who currently get health care one day a year will have access for the other 364.
However, Northam may find better luck with his call for more money for education, which Republicans have also championed. The government's headed for a shutdown Friday without a spending bill, but passage of that bill is looking less likely after last week's drama over immigration and DACA. President Trump says it's Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois who's been jeopardizing an immigration deal. A 911 call from a teenage girl over the weekend has resulted in a horrifying discovery in Southern California. A dozen kids being held prisoner in their own home.
Many of the kids were found shackled to their beds in filthy, smelly conditions.
That's heartbreaking.
13 kids in all, so malnourished, they look years younger than they are. In fact, authorities believed the 17-year-old girl who escaped the home and contacted them was only about 10. The ages of the kids, 2 to 29 years old.
It's just so sad. Why would parents have kids, or why would people have kids just to treat them like that?
The parents, David and Louise Turpin, are each being held on $9 million bail, the kids being treated at a local hospital. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
A push is underway in Annapolis to raise Maryland's minimum wage to $15 an hour. As of this July, the Maryland minimum wage is scheduled to go to $10.10 an hour. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,803, the Nasdaq at 72.61. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome aboard the ultra-luxurious Silver Sea Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Did you know that now is the best time to replace your windows?